Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Johnny Harris joining us right now on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. What's happening, Johnny?
Not much, guys. I'm just finishing up my eighth box of ramen. I got it for like 10 cents. Like somewhere, I don't know how I got this, but like I got like 800 boxes at home for like $8. It's pretty cool. I don't know what happened, but I'm happy about it.
Yeah, is the return address from the box Georgia?
Yeah, somewhere in Georgia. Yeah. I don't know exactly where, but you know, maybe it's Houston County where Jake Fromm is from. I don't know, but
you may need
a lawyer.
I got
for like 10 cents a box to feel good. I'm okay, Rich. I'm okay.
Receiving stolen goods is a serious crime, Mister.
That's hot ramen. That ramen is hot.
It's all right. It's still good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah. No, it's all good, Johnny. We appreciate you coming on, as always. And I guess first impressions of the inter-squad practice earlier today with the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, I don't want to be a buzzkill right off the bat, but I will. I did not see the fight. And I'll tell you why I didn't see the fight. With joint practices, if you've ever been to joint practices, I know you guys have been to them. They start breaking up into different groups, and they're like five different groups all over the field. And you're like, dadgummit, which one do I watch? So I decided to watch the offensive line and defensive line, the Texans' defensive line against the 49ers' offensive line. I wanted to see how Mike McGlinchey, who I was not a big fan of, number 9 overall pick, how he would look. And I wondered whether J.J. Watt would go against him. So I wanted to see that, and I'll tell you about what I saw in a second. And I look down on the other side of the field as that drill's going on. I'm like, we're fighting already? I mean, we didn't even get to day three. I mean, we're not even a minute three of the first drill, and we're fighting already. So what I find comical, though, is I just got a notice on my phone from NFL.com, DeAndre Hopkins kicked out of practice for fighting. Look, DeAndre Hopkins, the last three or four practices, has followed the same routine. He's been out there for a walkthrough at the beginning for some of the perfect play stuff at the beginning, goes through individual, some one-on-one, and then they get him off the field just to preserve him. It's the same method. This was the Jalen Ramsey treatment, which I hope we talk about too. This is, hey, get out of here, Hopkins. Your fight. Well, really? No, they wouldn't have thrown him out for that and thrown him off the field for that. But that was pretty much what they were going to do anyways. After he was done, he was going to go get a workout in the rest of the day and just really preserve him in bubble wrap. I just love how the national media will blow this up. He got thrown out for fighting. Now, look, Hopkins is not a guy you want to trifle with. And there are guys in this team you do not want to trifle with. And Jimmy Ward tried him and found out how that went. But the reason that I watched, I missed that, is because I was watching J.J. Watt put on, I thought, a dominant show today. And that to me was like, you know, you ever seen that when the Grinch stole Christmas and
yeah.
He gets that smile on his face? It's like, that's the smile I had on my face watching J.J. Watt today. There was a drill right off the bat. It was just a run block drill. It was just one-on-one. And it really is just for the interior guys to kind of, you know, pop the pads a little bit and just kind of get the blood flowing a little bit. And they blow the whistle in 2 seconds. Well, McGlinchey was going against Watt. And J.J. Watt put Mike McGlinchey back on his wallet. And I was like, I've never seen that. I've never seen that in a run block drill ever. I've never seen an offensive lineman go backwards and then land right on his, you know what. I was like, oh, my God, did I just see that? The fans were on that corner, and they were going nuts. J.J. did not just that throughout practice. He broke up passes. He got to Garoppolo. He had one play where he grabbed Garoppolo's hand and wrist and kept him from throwing the ball as he was holding off the offensive lineman rushing the quarterback. I was like, 99 is back. If that's the 99 that we see, if we see that 99 throughout this year, we're going to be talking about him being back in the upper echelon of players as he always should be. He was absolutely phenomenal today against the Niners.
Rich, do you need to excuse yourself?
No, but that's the best news possible.
It is.
I mean, look, if we don't see him in a preseason game, I'm totally okay with that. I get the whole kid gloves thing, but even the brief glimpses, and it was very limited of what we saw of JJ in West Virginia, he looks very healthy. He looks like he's really on top of his game. I guess my greater concern, John, is, you know, when are we going to be sitting here saying these things about JD Clowney? And it doesn't seem like he is as advanced in his comeback as JJ Watt, even though presumably what he's recovering from is nothing close to what JJ is recovering from.
You know, it's interesting that you bring it up, because today I was in that far corner. I was watching the outside linebackers. I was watching the outside linebackers and defensive ends and defensive line work. I love seeing them use their hands. You know, everybody talks about it. A guy's got to have size. They got to have quickness. They got to have this. The guys that are really good use their hands. And so I love watching them. So I was watching the outside linebackers today, and Clowney was in that group. He had his wrist taped up. He had his hand taped up. He was in full gear. And I thought, man, is this the day that we see him? And we did. So it's a great question, Rich. I don't know when we're going to see Xavier Clowney. My gut tells me it'll be next week. Get him ready for some game action, a little bit of game action against the Rams. He obviously had a great game against them in L.A. last year. And I think that's maybe what they're shooting for, because he won't play game four. But maybe next week is what they're shooting for to get him fully ready. But I saw him today. He looks clean. He looks good. I felt like he'd be ready to go. And I think he is. But I think it's still one of those, hey, we know the pounding that JD takes during the year. Because of all the different positions he's asked to play, his body is put through it. I mean, after week 17 last year, I mean, he was beat up. So I don't mind it at all. But, yeah, I would like to see him too. And I think we will see him, and my hope is that we'll start to see him next week.
Johnny Harris joining us for his weekly visit. Johnny, you mentioned it. Jacksonville, you know, they're not coming apart at the seams or anything, but they did have some things going on in camp there the other day between Fowler and Ngakoue, and then Ramsey doing his thing, and then Ramsey getting basically a paid vacation for a week out of all of this. Just from afar observing this, like, that's the team that the Texans are going to have to get through in the AFC South, or maybe vice versa if the Texans are what we think they might be able to be. But just your thoughts on what's going on in Jacksonville and the mercurial nature of Jalen Ramsey.
That's what I think. I love seeing this on a number of different levels. I love seeing this. Look, you're not going to ever shut up Jalen Ramsey. You can give him an 8-game in-season suspension. It will never, ever shut him up. And I'll be honest, I think that's the type of thing that propels him. You know, he's a confident guy. But I think that talking almost makes him believe he's maybe better than he is. And I think, and maybe this is hyperbole, I don't know. I've seen that guy up close 4 times now. I saw him during the combine. I saw him at FSU. I think he's one of the top 5 players in the NFL. Not just defensive players. I think he's one of the top 5 players. But I loved it. I love this. First of all, he's completely honest, which is fantastic to see. And he loves Deshaun, which I find interesting. They played against each other in college. And if you notice, the guys that he pumped up a little bit, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, those are guys that he played against in college. So he sort of got that memory as well. But going after Josh Allen, he basically said what everybody in the draft, all the draft analysts didn't want to say last year about Josh Allen. He just came out and said it and didn't care about it. And here's the thing. He'll probably go against Josh Allen. He'll probably end up with 2 picks, and he'll be exactly right. Mm-hmm. Were there any of those that he said where you went, wow, he's way off base? I'm not riding overrated. Okay, a little bit. The Eli thing, look, Eli won championships, you know, with Plaxico Burress and David Tyree. I think Eli's pretty good without Odell Beckham Jr. But, you know, what he did against Ben Roethlisberger? Roethlisberger threw 5 picks against him in the first game and 3 picks in the second game. So, I mean, I don't think there was anything that he said that was completely out of line, especially what he said about Deshaun. I hope he's MVP. But the key is Ramsey can do that and get away with it. But if other players in Jacksonville try it, they're not going to be able to get away with it. And then you start to have some, well, wait a second, how come Jalen can do it, but I can't? I mean, that starts to kind of rip the fabric of the team a little bit. We'll see how it goes. But they've got some interesting dudes in Jacksonville. There's no doubt about it. and Ramsey leads the bunch, but I love it. I think his honesty is absolutely fantastic. And seeing Hopkins and Ramsey against one another twice a year is the most fun you can have watching them on the sideline. Watching those two go at it, it is a battle, and I love seeing it. I hate to face him, but, man, that battle is so good with Hopkins and Ramsey.
And real quick, Rich, just for people who don't know, all those quotes Johnny's talking about all those players, are in a GQ article, a wide-ranging GQ article about Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. John, it's interesting because as you're sitting there, as you were just talking about Ramsey and how that might go over with some of his teammates, it occurred to me, obviously, that you know Bill O'Brien and Doug Marrone are close friends. They're a bit of a kind of birds of a feather kind of thing. And I just wonder what the dynamic would be or the conversation would be if one of Bill O'Brien's players was quoted in GQ saying inflammatory things like that. I don't even know if they'd be around very long if they were. Obviously, if they're an all-pro player, there'd be some sort of agreement worked out. But you know, I can't imagine that would go over too well on a Bill O'Brien coach team.
So you're saying, Rich, that at a pep rally after beating Pittsburgh, that you say, we're going to go win this B? That you don't think Bill O'Brien would like that, like Jalen Ramsey said last year, which I still think is the best soundbite I've ever heard.
Right.
It's the best one ever. When he stands up and goes, we're going to go win this, witch. I'm like, whoa. I mean, the thing is, the defense feeds off of Ramsey's confidence. I mean, you know, A.J. Boye, you see him, A.J.'s not the most confident guy in the world, but he feeds off of Ramsey. The whole defense feeds off of Ramsey, and Ramsey stokes Telvin Smith gets Miles Jack going, and all of a sudden the defense is the best in the league. They feed off of that, and that's the one thing you got to be careful of, is that defense gets muted, and all of a sudden that was just a shell of what it was, but they're just not playing with that chutzpah, if you will. But you're right, it's very interesting, because look at coaches around the league. Look what happened with Marcus Peters ran his mouth and wouldn't shut up, and Andy Reid shipped him off to L.A. So, and look, you mentioned Doug Marrone. I also bring in Tom Coughlin. This is not something that happened under the Coughlin regime at all when he was coach, and he's obviously in charge there. I would guarantee you that Tom Coughlin was first and foremost at the forefront of that meeting with Jalen Ramsey saying, you're out of here for a week. I get more of that being Coughlin than it was Marrone.
Johnny, we will do it again next week.
All right, boys. Damn, this ramen was good, man. I'd recommend getting some if you get a chance.
Oh, well, 10 cents a thing. I think you can keep eating that from now until the next time we talk to you next week. Let's see how many bags of ramen you can fit in between now and next Wednesday.
Okay, Sean, here's a good one. Joey Chestnut, bags of ramen that he could eat in a 12-minute setting.
Oh, God, like fully boiled and everything?
Is he the ramen-eating champion also?
I'm guessing they have one. You know what, Johnny?
Oh, they definitely do.
I'm not going to put it out there. I'm going to look it up during the break, and when we come back, I'm going to read who the champion is. How's that?
That's a good one. And then take the under.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Johnny, we'll hit you up next week.
All right, boys. Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.